Got two in custody. Reese's in custody.
All right, we got him. Reese.
7-7-8. Seems like they're running westbound Route 46 behind Harbor Freight.
816 County, can you timestamp K9 announcements
tonight? 10-4, K9 announcements. 7-7-8, you're still on County. What do you want me to relay over to Parsippany?
I'm not seeing Parsippany.
10-4.
7-7-8 to Parsippany.
Chris County, keep it showing me in Harbor Freight, Parsippany.
Reese's, 816 out.
Reese's County, so Parsippany, know that.
10-4, hopefully they heard it on Ben.
Drew County, myself and Adam are going to be stepping out at 41 Polar Drive on a follow-up, speaker status only.
County 778.
Good.
OEM was notified, it's going to be a delayed response.
Appreciate it.
Go 570.
Do you want us to start the drone over that way?
I see.
Something I'm here?
JD, you good in there?
Yeah, I'm just with the LP.
7-7-8 County.
Good, 7-7-8.
Keep on up for us. If anyone wants a drone, you get OEM going with a drone.
Yeah, we'll find out. County 16, 52, after an L. One wearing all white and a black do-rag, the other wearing all black. I believe one of them had shreds from the state police report. Stand by one. They were setting up the perimeter around the Harbor Freight.
Do they have a description of the suspects? 816, you said they have a perimeter set?
County 816, do you have an ETA?
You say about 19 minutes.
Where is he? County 2, Parsippany Amherst. County 2, Parsippany Amherst.
816, County, you said Harbor Freight, Parsippany?
Confirm, that's where they were starting to set up their perimeter between Parsippany and St. Police.
Appreciate it, I'm your route.
County, just punch another car.
10-4, I'm starting it now.
7-7-8 County, copy that Parsippany call. We had 9-9.
Receive.
Good.
If you guys could go over to Harbor Freight, Parsippany, they're requesting you guys for a search of two individuals that failed from a theft in Rockford. Sit down with Parsippany.
Alright, 10-4-8-6 will respond to that, and I will be continuing that as well.
County, receive.
239 Georgia, I also have video surveillance from Home Depot.
Receive. What's the paper? You still have an individual?
Yeah, from George. 204 Baker, do you need another car there, or are you all good?
Receive. George, can let the state police know they can be chatting on the cell phone for ID confirmation.
Receive.
36,
Devo. 36 cars, just be advised, they're currently in a foot pursuit with the subject on Route 46.
10-4, is that state police, I'm assuming?
Hey, Firm, it's state police. I'll give them a call and see if they're going to want
to.
Kenny, 815.
Yes.
We just had a suspect that fled Roxbury for a theft. They crashed 80-280. They... I have not requested you guys just a heads up.
815 County.
I don't know if you guys can monitor their New Jersey State Police for comment. That's what they're on. County, the 36, George.
Good, George.
The advised that car crashed out 280 at 80. They are now running across the highway. State Police is in pursuit.
815 County.
County, can I on the air?
Sounds like State Police had them on Route 80, just terminated. They were doing over 110 miles an hour.
Received.
Before you went to case number for the Home Depot.
Hey, JD, can you head over to Home Depot when you clear, please?
Yes.
David's going to check Rockford Commons.
Can't receive.
2832 is on 80 West, at exit 27.
Received.
George, you're on 80, correct?
Hey, firm. Can you help me with
36244 County. Where's the accident exactly?
The accident's going to be on Drake Lane and Commerce Boulevard.
Receiving from you.
Receive.
Jersey's bound by the truck stop. Nothing showing yet.
Receive.
Charlie's checking train station.
Hey.
252 zoom route.
Receive.
Can I show the vehicle script one more time, please?
It's going to be a blue Pontiac with a tent tag. The bumper should be hanging off of the car at this point. 36 car state police have been notified.
244 route.
Receive. It went towards Howard Boulevard.
Can you notify state police as well, because they're going to hop up on 80.
Receive Mount Huntington cars. You've received this.
from 30 en route.
We see it possibly going towards Howard Boulevard. It is heading towards the train station.
Rough.
Direction of travel?
Kevin 36, sir. So you're getting the NVA at Drake Lane and Commerce Boulevard. If you want to start heading that way.
Acre en route.
Three state.
It's
going to be a hit and run, and it's going to be that navy blue sedan. County 36, sir.
County, can you just notify NECON? That's going to be a goal.
Receive NECON on the air. 28 car.
Fine.
That car may have been going North Hillside and Main Street towards NECON, driving at extreme speed. You're going to be looking for a black sedan with some tags on it, the one we just now.
30 County, I'm on 46, burning selective in reference to that vehicle. I haven't seen it, 46 West.
There's a lot of debris here on Main Street in the area of the firehouse. Looks like they may have wiped out over here.
Roxbury, surrounding towns, Homer, stand by copy information, stop and hold. Vehicle failed to stop for our officers after a shoplifting incident. Roxbury, surrounding town. Had an older model blue Pontiac with temp, with jersey temp tag, black male driver with dreads, black passenger with black baseball hat. Vehicle was seen 10 Hillside, possibly went up to North Hillside. The vehicle failed to stop when my officer tried to stop it. Was last seen 10 and Hillside, possibly onto North Hillside, unknown direction from there. Proceed were multiple items from in-store, approximately $1,000 in merchandise. That's Roxbury on towns for shoplifting incident, failed to stop my officers after a pursuit, older model, blue, Pontiac, tag, jersey, unknown character, a black male driver, black passenger, a black baseball hat. Last seen 10 in Hillside, possibly North Hillside, from Route 10, unknown further. At 1704.
Crazy.
George is cutting it off. County, put out a step and hole on that older model, blue Pontiac, top, 10 tag, jersey 10 tag. It's going to be one nail driver, black African American. Looks like he may have gone across the North Hillside. There's nothing shown on 10 East. He's near right on the Hillside, heading back towards Bryant right now.
Right on Hillside towards Bryant. Received left on right from Clearfield.
Take left on to right of Clearfield.
Where's I'm going to go young?
It's a older model Pontiac, four-door. Looks like a jersey 10 tag. They're making a left on Clearfield now.
Left on Clearfield.
Left on the Univert.
Yeah, on the Univert. Can we get a plate charge?
Hey, good County. I got a jersey ID only for you.
And it's in the air. I got that Pontiac not stopping. We're going South Hillside, just past Bryant. Let's cross over to Double Yellow.
360 South Hillside, passing Bryant.
36-39 to George. They might have concealed merchandise from Newton Home Depot. That's where the LP originally saw them. And then he saw them here as well.
36 David, they're trying to transfer the APD or
something.
36 cars. Cars got eyes on the vehicle up here. I'm going to be putting a stop on them and see how they get out.
You again with that last?
Male suspect in all white is still inside the store with the merchandise. It appears he's communicating via cell phone with the other suspect who left. Suspect in all white is still in the store with the merchandise.
Any eyes on the guy wearing white inside the store? I lost sight of him once he passed the first park we saw.
There's 36 cars. I got that individual. He's walking in front of Planet Fitness right now.
The male in all black still walking around, or did he get into a black pickup truck?
Let's see. Baker to George, he just walked like straight out from where that Home Depot logo is on the building.
10-4. I think we should wait for the guy in the white.
Yeah, receive, just in case he goes to a vehicle.
He has no merchandise.
The male in all black had a baseball hat on, correct? I think the male in all black just walked out.
3936 cars. It appears that the suspects are walking towards the garden center. This is the right side near Ramsey's. Still inside the store. I'll keep you posted.
Charlie receives.
Store.
Now he's back inside.
JD, the one wearing all white exit the store.
It appears that they are
going to be loading all the merchandise into a rubber trash can in the back of the store.
Charlie Charlie 236, cars. I'm by the rear exit of Home Depot.
Copy.
The male in all white might be making his way out, but has no merchandise on him. Do you just want to stay concealed for the other male?
Can I get a selection?
Proceed. 39 and 36 cars, two suspects can be two African-American males. One male is in a black do-rag, white shirt, white shorts. The other male is in all black, black cut-off t-shirt.
George, you're right on Depot.
I'm Chopper. JD, I'm like right in front of Ramsey. Is that good?
That's perfect. I'm going to give you the description in a second.
Charlie 2, 36 cars. I'm going to be in the back behind Chopper and Staples.
239 and 36 cars, if you just want to stay near the shop right parking lot, I'm on the phone with DLP.
Bigger to county. Bigger to 36 cars. I'm on the side by Staples if someone wants to go by shop right. Bigger to county, you have one for my loan.
It's going to be around $1,000 on getting back tonight.
Bigger's arriving.
Receive. They are asking for you to remain outside. Okay. One's going to be wearing all white, the other's going to be wearing all black. County available 36 Home Depot for the theft.
Baker.
It's going to be the Home Depot 281 Route and East Cole is requesting an officer to the parking lot for two individuals that are concealing merchandise. They're currently in the store walking around.
Others.
It's going to be two black males wearing all white.